What is a necessary existent? In our last lesson, we said a necessary existent, by definition, does not depend on anything, and it does not have a cause for its existence, and it must be the first cause for all dependent existences. Now we know that a necessary existent does not require anything to bring it to existence. It also does not require a cause to continue its existence, otherwise it will be dependent. Now we have proven that it has no beginning and no end. For example, the Big Bang Theory at one stage did not exist. Then it came into being, so it had a beginning. Then the bang stopped to exist, therefore it had an end. Because it has a beginning and an end, it cannot be a necessary existent. A necessary existent cannot be compound and made up of parts because they are dependent on each other. For example, atoms are made up of protons and neutrons, and they are dependent upon each other, therefore they cannot be necessary. Also, a human being is made up of molecules, and they are dependent on each other to exist. The body is dependent on oxygen, hydrogen, and carbon to exist. We conclude that a necessary existent cannot be compound and physical. Therefore, I cannot see or feel a necessary existent. A necessary existent cannot be subject to space, as space describes something that has weight or a body, and that becomes limited. A necessary existent also cannot be subject to time. Time can be divided into intervals. Let's say 5 minutes can be broken up into 1 minute pieces. We can now have a beginning for that 1 minute and an end for that 1 minute. A necessary existent does not have a beginning nor an end. So in this lesson, we proved that a necessary existent cannot be compound or have a body, nor is it subject to space or time.